The following Daf Yomi recording begins with today's Daf from the 13th International Cycle. It's followed by a very fast review of the Daf that allows you to listen to the whole Daf within 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by exactly the same Daf at greater length, deeper explanations, and with a different group of people, either from the previous 12th cycle or even the 11th, and sometimes even the 10th. Today's daf from Masechet Beitzah, brought to you by Ben Chamot Yerushalayim, is daf tet, and we're holding the Halakha Mishnah, which continues the arguments of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, benogea chumras or kulas, in doing things on Yom Tov, which will end up impacting Simchat Yom Tov. And so, continuing on, Beit Shammai Omri, here Beit Shammai reverts to type, and he's machmer. And indeed, the Gemara is going to discuss, well, how do we understand that in some issues of Simchas Yom Tov, he seems to be machmer, and others he seems to be maker, like at the beginning of the Mishnah. But in any event, we have a problem of collection of birds on Yom Tov for Shmita. And we'll see that there's two different issues that are involved. One is in the actual question of how do we set aside a bird for Shmita that shouldn't be considered to be Muhan. That's going to be a machlokas in the following Mishnahs. And the other question is whether you're allowed to carry a ladder and climb up to get the bird, or whether carrying the ladder is too reminiscent of going to work on painting your roof or tarring your roof and so on. And that too is a machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. So here Beit Shammai says, strange, this guy probably wants to use Yom Tov to get his roof done. He doesn't have a chance during the time that he's working at the office. New Beit Hillel Savre, I mean, it's quite clear that the attachment for the Shovach, Shovcho, is Mofiachov. It shows, I mean, anybody who looks at this sees that this is a ladder that is meant to go up against the Shovach. But if it were Rishuti Akhina, nobody is going to see him, then even Beit Shammai would agree. The Divrei HaKol it's mutar, because there's nothing inherently wrong, obviously, with moving a ladder. Indeed, I thought, asks the Gemara Eini, V'omer Rav Yonah Marab, kol makom she'asru chachamim mipnei mar'ita ayin, afilu b'chadrei chadrei masur. If, in fact, Beit Shammai's logic is the fear that people will suspect him of going to do work on Yom Tov, so then why would it be mutter just because it's in Rishut HaYachid if people aren't around? I thought that the rule is, at least that's why Rav is quoted, the rule is that anything that is a problem in public is a problem in private. Well, the truth is that Tanoi, that question, says Rav Chanan Bar Ami, who's explaining the machlokas here in the Mishnah, that question itself is a machlokas Tanoi. Do you have to worry about something which is marita ayin even in Rishut HaYachid? Or is it something that remains also only because of marita ayin? If nobody's looking, nobody's looking. Where do I see that? Tanya. A person is walking through the streets of Shabbat and he's caught in a sudden downpour. He comes into town and now he wants to dry off his clothes. Well, he can do that. Shotchan b'chama. I mean, there's nothing wrong with drying clothes on Shabbat. Spread them out in the sun. Just make sure nobody looks. Why? Because they might think that you did a wash on Shabbat. So put it out in a place where nobody sees it. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Osri. So apparently, says Rav Chanan Bar Ami, that is the machlokes. That is the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who aser, and they are tannoim, and they are saying that it's aser because afilu b'chadrei chadarim it's aser. And that is something that Rav was relying on. But earlier on, in understanding the question of the Mishnah, it doesn't bother anybody that according to Beit Shammai, maybe Beit Shammai doesn't agree with this. So there is a nafkamina according to Beit Shammai between Rishut HaRabim and Rishut HaYachid. Now there's another lashon that's more complicated, because according to the other lashon, Rav Chanan Bar Ami made the machlokas of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel in our Mishnah dependent on the question of whether something is usher even b'chadrei chadarim, according to which machlokas, here's what he said, machlokas in our Mishnah is only in a Rishut HaYachid, because actually everybody is worried about people thinking that you might be going up there to tar your roof on Yom Tov. Even Beit Hillel is worried about that. It's just that in Rishut HaYachid, Beit Shammai users, because he holds of the same idea that Rav Yonah Marav was saying, namely, that, well, if it's usher in public, it's usher in private. And Beit Hillel doesn't hold of Rav Yehuda Amar. But if it was in Rishus HaRabim, well, of course you have to worry about how it looks. Divrei HaKol Asur. And even Beit Hillel was not relying on this Shofka Mokhi Yachala. Wait, but excuse me, but Rav Chana Barami is then learning that Rav is going like Beit Shammai, which is a little ridiculous. I mean, why would Rav be posketing like Beit Shammai if Beit Hillel is saying b'mefurash that I am not concerned about what people say if it's in Rosh HaTayachid? I'm only worried if it's in Rosh HaTayachid. No. Obviously, Rav Chanan understands that Rav himself does not agree. In other words, Rav himself holds that Beit Hillel was matir bein Rosh HaTayachid, bein Rosh HaTayachid. But I, Rav Chanan Barami, who am explaining the Mishnah this way, I'm telling you that this is a machlokas tanoim, and I'm going according to the Tana that doesn't hold of the sapsak harav. That I say it's tanoi. And what is that tanoi? Exactly what we mentioned before. Someone caught in a downpour on Shabbos can spread his coat out according to the Tanakama in the sun to dry, as long as it's not in a public place. Have a look at the Gedam. Whereas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Aser. So, yes, I understand that. Of course, according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, Beit Hillel mean to us to be matter even in Rosh HaRabim, because Shavko Mokhi Yachalot, as we said before. I was just saying that if you don't hold the Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and you hold of the Tanakama of the Mishnah here, who apparently says we don't worry about it as long as people aren't around, then that would be an alternative way of understanding the Mishnah, which of course is not the way Rav was understanding it. I'm just telling you that this works out well as an explanation of the Mishnah. Is there this halacha of Afilu B'chadrei Chador HaMeser or not, is exactly what Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel argue about. Now, our Mishnah, Matnitin, Deloki Haitana. So our Mishnah is clearly not going Aliba the following Tana, because in the Bright it says, Omer Shimon Elazar, there is no such machloket about a ladder. Modim Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, Shemolechinat Asula Mishovach L'Shovach. There never was an argument about whether you're allowed to get there. Obviously, you're allowed to get there, because otherwise you won't have your food on Yantar. Why would anybody Aser getting your food on Yantar? The question was, can you put the ladder back where it belongs? Beit Shammai says, no, you don't have to put it back, because that's not a tzorech of achilan yantif, so don't put it back. Whereas Beit Hillel holds, well, if you don't let the guy put it back, he's going to be reluctant to bring it there in the first place. And then in the end, you're going to have a problem with Simchas Yantif. And therefore, Beit Hillel says, even machzirin. But as far as the question of whether you can put it out there, of course you can put it out there. Where is this entire machlokas? Dafka b'sulam shel shovach. If you've got a ladder where you can say that, look, how would anybody be stupid enough to think I'm using this little stubby ladder to climb up to my roof? I mean, it's obvious that I'm going.
You see all the bird shit on it? I mean, that's going to be useful.
The Sulam Shel Shovach. But if it were, in fact, one of these extension letters, a Sulam Shel Aliyah, Divrei HaKol Asur, everybody would agree that it's Asur. Whereas Rabbi Dosa, amen? Matehu Mechalon Bechalon. Now, there's two ways of understanding Rabbi Dosa. We're going to see that that's going to be very important in the discussion we have later on today. So Rabbi Dosa might mean, well, now let's not rush to judgment. Even in Sulam Shel Aliyah, you'd be allowed to bend from one window in the window. You just can't walk through the streets with it, because then it would be indeed suspicious. People would automatically assume you're going to do work on Yantar. Now, Acherima Omri Mishum Rabbi Dosa. There are some who extend Rabbi Dosa to say, not only can you go ahead and move it from one chalon to another, but you can actually be madadin bone. So madadin bone means you, like the Malachi Asharis from Madadi Claudius, so I can take a little kid, you get him to walk. You know how you walk a ladder, 1 foot ahead and then 1 foot, right? So you're allowed to do that too, because that's not the way in which a person carries a ladder to work. Here he's clearly going from one part of the shovach to another part. Okay. Now, because of this discussion, we're going to see that there was a way to misunderstand this entire discussion. Because what's happened here is we've had three shitot. Take a look. We began with the statement of, are you allowed to move a sulam or not? Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, well, now the only problem is a sulam shel shovach, but when it comes to sulam shel aliyah, it's definitely awesome. Now that's mashma, that the Tanakh. Well, look at this nice little iPad Air. You won't be needing it.
Yeah, I'm just closing my eyes for a second.
Yeah, oh, well. Yeah, we thought he had finally kicked the bucket. First come, first go, you know. let me tell you, Rich, when you see the vultures circling, you don't close your eyes. You know?
That's right. And a new way to keep them up. That's why they call it an iPad Air. You know, just flies away.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Rich. That's good. Good. You can hear the fluttering of those wings and the blowing of those trumpets. You know, you be careful.
Oh, blowing the trumpets. Is it Monday again?
Thank God, no. So, according to one version of this, if Rabbi Yehuda is saying that a sulam shel aliyah is usur, the mashmaut is that the Tanakhama was saying, I don't care what kind of sulam it is. It's Rabbi Yehuda who introduces the difference of the sulam shel shofar and the sulam shel aliyah. And then we've got this third shita that says, that seems to be saying anyway, Rabbi Daisa, that even a sulam shel aliyah, you could bend or maybe even you could walk it, right? That's what it seems like. Now, based on these three shitot, we have the following clarification, which comes through the embarrassment of the children of Rabbi Chiya. Because what often happens in the Gemara is that the B'nai Rabbi Chiya would go out to take care of their property, which was out in the sticks, and the people that were living in their little villages would come out and ask the great rabbis, who were Rabbi Chiya's sons, would ask them questions. The problem is that when they came back home, and Rabbi Chiya would always ask them, so, they ask any questions, and of course they'd always be wrong, and they'd have to go back, and they'd have to say, no, we made a mistake, and Daddy told us, so much for the big rabbi.
Well, they cut out the middleman.
It's always a problem being the son of a rabbi. Let me tell you something. So, come along now, the B'nai Rabbi Chiya. Here was a story. B'nai Rabbi Chiya, Nafuk L'Kiryata. They went out to see their things out in the sticks, and when they came back, as was usually the case, Daddy says to them, Kluma Sebaliyatchem, anybody ask any shilas? Omrulo, yes, indeed. Sulam Baliyadenu. We actually had a question about a Sulam Shel Aliyah. Are you allowed to move it to a Shovach on Yom Tov? And we gave them the really nervy psak that it was mutter. Vitanu. That's nice, says Daddy. Go right back there and tell them you made a mistake. And su v'yisruma shi'tarta. Now, what was the basis of this discussion? Well, B'nai Rabbi Chiya held that midikama Rabbi Yehuda b'sulam shel aliyah lo plagi. Note that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who introduces the notion that, well, no, everybody agrees if it's a sulam shel aliyah, then it's definitely also. Apparently, the Tanakhama disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, holds that the machloket beit shamayim beit hillel is across the board, and memela upaskin like beit hillel lekula, even with a sulam shel aliyah relying on the sheet of the Tanakhama. So we took the heter approach. Miklal the Tanakhama savar that they argue even in sulam shel aliyah. However, Rabbi Chiya sets them straight by telling them valohi. That is not the case. Rabbi Yehuda wasn't coming to argue on the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda was coming to clarify the sheet of the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Yehuda taimi the Tanakhama come a faresh. How does Rabbi Chiya know that? I mean, how does he know it's not a machlokes? Mimai. Because, look, when it says over here, molichin et hasulam mishovach l'shovach, if it isn't clarification, and the Tanakhama actually meant molichin et hasulam from an aliyah to a shovach, which is basically what you're saying would be mutter, I'll leave it at Tanakhama. Don't you think it should have mentioned that? I mean, you're telling me you can move the sulam from a shovach to a shovach. That's much what started with the shovach, because it was a sulam shel shovach. So why does it say sulam shel aliyah plige? If indeed they're arguing even about a sulam shel aliyah, so why does this, what do you mean, molichin et hasulam mishovach shovach? What it should have said is, you're allowed to move it from your roof to the shovach. That's the big kula. El alav, therefore, it must mean even a libet tanakama that arikama shel shovach and only shel shovachit. But shel aliyah, don't get me started. Which is exactly what Rav Yehuda comes on to say. B'amed devorim amurim b'sulam shel shovach. But b'sulam shel aliyah, nobody would have been matir because we would have been kosheid latiach kagohu tzorich. Whereas the B'nai Rabbi Chiya, who are no stupid guys, they obviously thought of that. But what they understood was that, look, very carefully the Tanakhama avoids the words sulam shel shovach. Instead, he uses the word mishovach l'shovach. Therefore, it's more likely that what it means is that you're allowed not only to move a sulam shel aliyah to a shovach, you can move it through the streets from one shovach to another shovach, and we're never choshesh. That's the point. So it's even lekama shofchim. That's how they understood the Mishnah. Now, there's another version of this story, according to which the misunderstanding between the B'nai Rebbe here, Rebbe here, came from a misunderstanding in Rebbe Dosa, and not in the relationship of the Tanakhama to Rebbe Yehuda, but rather in the relationship of Rebbe Dosa to Rebbe Yehuda. So according to which, there were actually two ways of two ways.
The hand is crooked than the eye. When the eye is closed.
This new way of keeping Richie up is getting very effective. Yes, indeed.
Is it as satisfying as throwing something at him?
What's the new way?
Well, gently sliding the iPad Air away from him so that when his eyes open, someone has walked off with it.
Didn't notice.
Right. Okay. Yeah, so that's more satisfying because I like iPad Airs. And you get something. Okay, so the other explanation of what might have happened is like this. Ikari Amir, there was another way of putting this story. And that was that Omru Lo, after they were Nafak L'Kriya, you know, insert the first couple of lines, Nafak L'Kriya, they came back, and Rabbi Chiya, their father, asked them, so, anybody ask the big rabbi boys anything? And the B'nai Rabbi Chiya say, yes, indeed. They asked us whether you could bend a Sulam Shel Aliyah from one window of a Shovach to another window of a Shovach, and we said, yeah, just to bend it is okay. Really? Well, you go right back there and ask Rumashitartam. So, what were they arguing? Well, Inu Sava, they said, look, I mean, my deka asa Tanakama. Now, in this case, the word Tanakama doesn't mean the Tanakama of Rebbe Yehuda. It means the Tanakama of Rebbe Dosa. That is to say, Rebbe Yehuda. So, Rebbe Yehuda was saying, Sulam Shel Aliyah? No way. Rebbe Dosa says, well, now, let's not say no way. You could at least bend it from one chalon to another, or perhaps even walk it. That's how they understood Rabbi Dosa's relationship to Rabbi Yehuda directly, right? So whatever Rabbi Yehuda was asering, he was saying, let's not aser it ad kedei kach, let's be moderate, be hitui. But Rabbi Chiya said to them, no, excuse me, Rabbi Dosa is not coming to be Mekel. He's not referring to Rabbi Yehuda. He's coming to be Machmir. And he was going back on the Tanakama of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Tanakama of Rabbi Yehuda says, look, there's no problem in carrying a Shovach's ladder even through the street. Says Rabbi Dosa, no, let's not go that far. There's no problem in bending it, mechalon lechalon, but you can't walk even with a sulam shel shovach through the streets, according to anybody, and according to which there was absolutely no heter when it comes to the sulam shel aliyah, certainly not Ali, but Rabbi Dosa is even being more machmir than Rabbi Yehuda is. And that, said Rabbi Chiya, is the correct way of understanding Rabbi Dosa's statement. All right. So we have a fascinating non-pattern, right? Because we open up with a Mishnah in which we're shocked to discover that Beit Shammai was being makel about a Beitzah Shenolda B'Yomto. And we go on, you know, we've got our whole discussion about the Sa'or and being makel about the Shir of Chometz. Okay, so we're getting into a mode of good old Beit Shammai, he's a jolly good fellow and so on. And he's going to be makel for us when it comes to Simchas Yomtov. And Beit Hillel has gotten moved a little bit to the right, you know, they would say today. But then all of a sudden we get to this Mishnah, and we find that Beit Shammai seems right back in form. It looks like they're coming for him.
Make sure Richie's still here.
It's his bike. No, he came back here. We figured Richie would run out to get that bike even at the cost of leaving his iPad Air behind. Yes, indeed. Yes, the desert beckons, Richie. Yeah, well, it was fun while it lasted. It was fun. Yeah. So, the Gemara is interested, and what the Gemara is going to do is a little trick, because it was part of the meta structure of the sugya. What it's going to do is actually, up until the next Mishnah, it's going to go through all the Mishnayot of Beit Shammai Beit Hillel in this sugya and try to explain whether there's a inconsistency in Beit Shammai or whether there's really no basis of comparison whatsoever between the issues that are being raised, and therefore it has nothing to do with whether you're in general Mekel Agabe Sipras Yadav or not. Each case has to be taken individually, and that's what it's going to turn out that we're meant to understand up front in our parak. So, Mateo Mechalon Lachalon implies that Kabi Simchat Yom Tov, Beit Shammai is Lachumra, and Beit Hillel is Lakula. Oh, I don't get it. In the first, and this is like a classic, you know, one of these modern blog kind of questions. What? But Beit Shammai was being Mekel. I thought that was their Shita in life when it comes to Yom Tov. Food is important, and let's be Mekel for Simchat Yom Tov. So it's really a very naive kind of question. It would appear at the beginning that it would appear, says the Gemara, that Kabi Simchat Yom Tov, Beit Shammai is Lachumra, and Beit Hillel is Lakula. You know, but doesn't it say in the first Mishnah that a Shochet Chayav Aov B'Yom Tov, Beit Shammai says, that's okay, you can do that, and you can be Yachpor B'Deker V'Yachaseh, and Beit Hillel says, no, no Yishchot, Elim Ken Ayalo Afar Muchan Miba'od Yom. And Rabbi Yochanan is so taken by this question, oh my gosh, they seem to have contradicted their own approach, that he changes the gears of the Mishnah. Can you imagine? And he says, look, Muchlefet Ashita, obviously it should say that Beit Shammai is matir moving the ladder from one Shovach to the other. After all, they are in general going to be Mekel when it comes to Simchas Yom Tov. Says Igmar, now wait a minute.
Well, this was
his given. We'll see why we are assuming. But as Rashi says clearly, it's over here that we're being and later on as well. So, by the way, the question is, what about the debates of Shenolda B'Yom Tov? How come only Lagabi Shchita that we're asking? Right? The opening of the Sugya is by Beitza. So apparently Rashi says it's because, what's it, Shayach? How happy are you going to be to have an egg on Yom Tov? I'm Bishleimah to have a nice steak, okay, but you're going to call being Mekel Simchas Yom Tov to have another egg? No, that's not such a Simchas Yom Tov. Okay, fine. All right, I mean, obviously we have other issues where we could address that too, but that would have been included in what the Gemara is going to say. So asks the Gemara, why would Rabbi Yochanan conclude so drastically that Muchlefet Hashita, I mean, for heaven's sakes, is there any real connection between the two? That, well, we should assume there's a general approach of Chumrah and Kula. I mean, one has nothing to do with the other. I don't understand what his problem is. Mimai. Dilma Adkan, lo kamra Beit Shammai hatam. Why did Beit Shammai say that there's no problem of doing the Shechita? Because he says there's Ika, Deker, Notz, Miba'od Yom. And therefore, there being, as we said, we're talking about Ofer Tichoach, right? And the Deker is there, Miba'od Yom. So Be'etzem, it's already as if it's been dug out. There's not even Isser, Derabon. So what are they? They're not even being Mekel on anything. The Shitatam, there's no problem. So why would they not say it's Mutter? Or on the contrary, you're going to have to figure out some weird reason for Beit Hillel to be Machber in that case. So he's okay, whatever it was, maybe because of the Guma issue, or maybe because they'll find a piece of a glob of ground and they'll grind it up, not directly over the dam. Okay, whatever the problem is. But Eichel Aleka Decker Notes, Lord, I mean, over here, is there an equivalent to the Decker Notes? You got a problem. Your problem is that people may be cheshesh that you're going to be Metiach et Gago, right? Where's the equivalent to the Decker Notes that says there is no problem? So what do you ask me from a case where there is a problem, the Rabbanan? From a case where there is no problem, the Rabbanan? I don't catch you. And when it comes to Beit Hillel, what, there's a contradiction. I mean, Ad Kan Lo Kamar, Beit Hillel Hacha. Why did Beit Hillel say in this case that it's okay to carry a ladder? Because they say, we don't believe there's a problem. Why would anybody be dumb enough to think that a ladder that is obviously constructed in such a fashion that it's meant for bird collection, why would anyone be crazy enough to think, my goodness, he's carrying a bird ladder. Obviously, he wants to climb up to his roof by putting three of them on top of each other and killing himself in order to get his roof painted. And it's, so all Beit Hillel is saying is that there's nothing to worry about. So, I mean, what does one have to do with the other at all? You're going to compare a Shita where we've got a problem of maybe he'll be Kotesh to a question of a Marita Ayin where I don't see the Marita Ayin. Or you're going to compare a case in which I don't see a problem of a Gezerah. There's no Isser of Chafira, and there's no Isser on Ofer Tichoach, and I'm not Cheshesh for the question of finding a glob, to a case where I see a problem in people's Chashad. You explain to me what the connection is between the two. It comes out of Rabbi Yochanan and says, is almost nonsensical. You're right, says the Gemara. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan would never have said that about this case. But Ikasha Hakasha, he did have a problem, but we misrepresented what the problem was. And actually, his problem, as I said, is a little trick the Gemara has to go through every single case to find out whether there actually is completely different issues involved in every case or whether we run up against the problem. Okay, so let's take case number two, we'll have case number three, case number four. No, but we know what we're in for already. Okay. See, Elo Ikasha Hakasha. My problem is from the case that is coming up tomorrow. Over there we have a Mishnah that Beit Shammai says, look, you're not allowed to take a bird on Yom Tov unless yesterday you went up there and you picked up that bird. Because we're afraid that the next day when you come to take the bird and to shecht it, you'll say, oh, what a cute little birdie, I can't bring myself to do this. And it'll turn out that you're not going to be able to shecht on Yom Tov, so you'll be mamlech, and then it won't be. We'll see later on with the question. So therefore, anyway, Beit Shammai says, pick up the bird today. Okay, and tell me, cute little birdie is going to be shechted tomorrow. Go ahead, do it. You know, so they did an experiment about anthropomorphization in human beings, like how much they will anthropomorphize. So they had these little dinosaur puppets, baby dinosaurs, right? And this was like a virtual reality that kids were watching, and they're behaving exactly like dinosaurs, you know. And then the kids are told to kill the baby dinosaur on screen. They absolutely refuse. What? They're cute little baby dinosaur and feed it to something? No way. So this is Beit Shammai's chashash of eating his birds. Whereas Beit Hillel says, man, cut it out. What's the problem? It's a problem of mukta. Let the guy point to the birds and say, okay, I want to eat that one and I want to eat that one. No problem. Okay.
That's enough of
a chavah
to point rather than...
That's enough of a chavah. Exactly. So how do you explain this? Here we find that Gabi Simchas Yantav, Beit Shammai is l'chomra, according to that Mishnah, Beit Hillel is l'kula. And yet, what do we do with our opening Mishnah? We'll get to this mission tomorrow. Don't worry about it now. Tomorrow we're going to learn the mission itself. And it was there that Rabbi Yochanan said, my God, a horrible question. What? My God, horrible question. Ridiculous. No connection between the two sugyas. Mimai, what's the problem? The Dilma Lohi, why not say that, look, no, it's like we said. The guy's got a deck or no. What's the problem of digging? There's no Yisr at all. No, so Beit Hillel comes up with whatever problems come up with. That's not my problem. But if there was no Decker notes, like in this case, tell me, is there some reason that I should say there's no Isser involved? I see Marita Ayin, so I'm obviously going to ask Marita Ayin. So no. And when it comes to Beit Hillel, it's also irrelevant to ask from one case to the other. Look, what's your problem? Your problem is that it needs hakona. Find some point to it and say, enough. But Omeid, you're standing there, stick out your finger and say, Zeb, Zeb, Aninotel Sagi. Why not? Masha Inke. When it comes to the case over there where maybe you'll find a piece of clump of earth or maybe it's going to be also Bishuba Sias Guma, I don't know. But why would he be mocking? But what connection is there? I didn't want to get into the details, but there's no question in the case of the Mishnah over there. You're right, gosh. Couldn't have been that Rabbi Yochanan meant that as a contradiction. That's no contradiction at all, unless it's for traditionalism. But you know, Ikasha, Akasha. You want to ask Akasha? This must be the Akasha. Beit Shammai, I mean, ain't not limited. You have this flat type of heavy tray that they would use for cutting up wheat and oat in the morning for Wheaties. In those days, these things used to grow in a field. And they didn't grow in a supermarket in a box. And they used to have to take them and cut them up in order, you know, chop them in order to use them for cereal. And they would say, eat your Wheaties and you'll be strong and all of that. There were no pictures. It was a rough world. And so that thing was miyuchad for making cereal. And you're all right, well, you can't do that on Yom Tov, can't chop it up. Those are things that can be done way before Yom Tov. But it's still a kli, and Eli is a kli. It's a kli shabbat, Eli is. You want to use the Eli as a butcher block. Okay, I mean, that's essentially what it is. It's a butcher block. And you want to cut up meat on it, which can't be done from before Yom Tov. So basically, you want to take a kli, which is essentially block of Yisr, and you want to use it for heter. And Beit Shammai is matmer, and he says, Einot limata Eli lekatzev alav basar, and Beit Hillel is matir. Aha! And obviously, the only issue that anybody would have in mind is how much should we be matir for food on Yom Tov? After all, it's Simchas Yom Tov, right? The classical liberal approach. It's got to be all about Simchas Yontif. So you see, look, I've got Simchas Yontif, Beit Shammai is being Machmer, Beit Hillel is being Mekel. What do you do about the opening Mishnah about Shochet Chayavov, etc., etc., Beit Shammai Yom, etc., etc.? And Rabbi Yochanan said, oh my God, a fatal problem. We better switch the gears. Okay. Muchlefet Hashita. And once again, the Gemara says, what? Muchlefet Hashita? That's absurd. Me, my. What is the world? There's no connection between the two Shita. There's a reason. There's no issue involved. Like in this case where I do not have an equivalent, a big bat here, which according to me is also the taltal, even the tzoras gufa. That's the psak. What are you talking to me about? Simchas Yontif. Nothing to do with Simchas Yontif. We think about Simchas Yontif. Think about the Isamutza. How can I be mad at that? And as far as Beit Hillel is concerned, Inam, Ad Kam Lokam Beit Hillel Acha, Eladika Torat Kliyalov, this is my sheet all over. Klisha Balach Tali Yisr is not Aser Mitam Mukta. It's allowed to be used Lagufa. Mashenka, in the question that you have over there, Avalata, well, you may come to do a Malacha of Ketish or whatever it is. Why would I be Matarit? What are you bringing me your liberal Shita of Simchas Yontif and changing Girsaot and so on? You're right. Must be another problem. Okay, so what was the problem this time? Elikash Okash. Beit Shammai Omrim, if you shechted an animal, and now you've got the skin, you skin the animal, you're not allowed to take that skin and put it down in a place where people will be walking over it during Yontif, which would help preserve the skin and won't spoil till after Yontif, when you can put it into the vat and start tanning it, because even drisa is part of a tanning process. So we don't allow you to put this ore down in front of people who would be walking on it on Yontif. As a matter of fact, you can't even lift it up from where it fell. Unless, maybe if there's a Kezias Boser that's still on it, so then it's still roly because of the Kezias Boser. Now, Beit Shammai is being very machmir. Beit Hillel says, it's not a problem. You can, which apparently is. Well, you know, if you don't allow the guy to do something with the skin, he may not shecht. And if he doesn't shecht, there won't be enough food for Yontif. Simchas Yontif indeed is the issue. Yeah, we got a problem. So Alma Gabi Simchat Yom Tov, Beit Shammai is Lachumra, and Beit Hillel is Lakula. Unless we have a serious contradiction between the two cases. So what do you do with the opening Mishnah? V'ramini ha-shochet chayev ha'of piyontov, etc., etc. And it was there that Rabbi Yochanan said, Muchlefet ha-shita. That is indeed justifiable, is it not? It is, says the Gemara. Why would it be justifiable? Be mine. The air. It's getting closer. The day's getting closer.
You gotta use it. You gotta ask for the
ethicomen. That won't help me to get another one. I need this one. So I don't get it. Why is this such a big problem? I mean, maybe it's exactly the same question. Maybe there's no relationship whatever between the Mishnayot. There's nothing to do with Simchas Yontif. It's not Kamukam Beit Shammai Hatam Elahekadika Deker Notes. There's no Isser. But over here, I mean, there's no equivalent to Deker Notes. You're doing something which is similar to Drisata Or. Why in the world would I allow you to move something which is Mukta Gomer? It's like a Deker Notes Lope. And when it comes to there, the opening Mishnah, maybe a Beit Hillel, or Beit Mekel over here, because they're saying, look, any raw skin is usable as a beach blanket. So put it down to lie on. I mean, what's that's perfectly kosher use on Yontif. And what makes it muktzah? Aval hatam over there in the opening mishnah, I got problems of coming to do a malacha. No, I understand what the connection is. You're right. There's no connection. Okay. Must be that Rabbi Yochanan found a connection in the following case. So he was asking from here, Elikash Ahokash, Beit Shammai Amrim, Ein Bisalkin Tatrisin Biyom Tov, Ubeit Hillel Matirin, Aflaxir. So in those days, they used to have the store, the tris on the store, when they opened it in the day, it would bend down and become the counter. The stores in those days were basically what we would call kiosk. So like some of the stores you find in Machne Yehuda. Take down the tris, fold it over, put out the schora on the tris. When it's time to lock up, take it off, fold the tris up and lock it. So Beit Shammai says, look, it's too similar to binyan, right? So you can't even bend them over on Yontif. And even though I said, what do you mean? But you can't sell on Yontif, but you can, as long as you don't mention money. So basically, if you know the guy, and you know he's going to allow you to take it, pay him after Yontif, it's okay. There's no Isser Mekachu Memtov, there's no mentioning of the money for the Sekhonah. So anyway, Beit Hillel says, forget about opening it. You can even close it, because if you don't allow him to close it, he's not going to open, obviously. How's he going to open his door and leave it open at night or sleep out there? So he's got to be able to close it also, because otherwise people will not have things available for Simchas Yontif! Says Rabbi Yochanan. We have a problem. Alma gabi simchat yom tov, Beit Shammai l'chumra, u'beit Hillel l'kula. What do we do about the opening Mishnah? Hashul chit chayav ol b'yom tov. At last. I mean, I could explain that according to Beit Shammai, I don't have a problem. Because, I mean, over there it's Decker Nodes. Here there's not a Decker Nodes. I know you're going to get me on that one. But what are you going to do about Beit Hillel? Here we find that Beit Hillel indeed is Mekel agabi simchas yom tov. Why won't he be Mekel for simchas yom tov to allow you to have a good steak and a shita? Must be there's a mistake. Omer b'yochel b'chleft tashita. Why would there be a b'chleft tashita? And there's a simple explanation of this one too. And there's another gears that makes it a little better, which is Dilma Loi. Maybe it's not a problem at all. Because you could say, this has nothing to do with simchas yom tov. It's simply that Beit Hillel holds, if something is made, not as a binyan, but as a kli, so it's made l'chatchila to be something that folds over, to be a kli to sell on or a kli to close up. That's not binyan v'stira. And memela, we would be matir because there's no isser. Not because I need to be matir, something that is usser, because of simchas yom tov. And so memela, there's no connection between any of the sugyas. Nice time to review. Beit Shammai, Omri Mein Molechin Et Asulam Mishavach L'Shavach Hama Mateo Mechalon L'Chalon U'Beit Hillel Matirim Omri Fchana Baram Imach Lorkit Pushut Rabin Beit Shammai Savri Aure Omri Latiach Kagot Sarir U'Beit Hillel Savi. Look, you can see it's a Shavach letter. So Shavcho Mochiach Ala Avo Pushut Ayachir Iveko Mutar. How could that be? Omri Vidam Rav Kol Makom So how would Beit Hillel be matir? Well, actually, the question of Yiram Rav is a machlokes tanoim. The time is shotchan bechamah, if your clothes get wet on Shabbos, havalokin egedahan. Whereas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon osrim. So they apparently hold of the gezer of Rabbi Yiram Rav. Ikedahan, that Rav Chanan Barami actually made the machlokes Beit Shammai Beit Hillel into that machlokes, and machlokes b'shut hayachid, that Beit Shammai holds for Rabbi Yiram Rav that it would be usher b'chadrei chadorim, u'Beit Hillel to Rabbi Yiram Rav, ava b'shut rabim, divrei hakol asur. What? So that would be ridiculous. Then Rav Chanan would be learning that Rav was going aliba to Beit Shammai. No. Rav Chanan was saying, look, obviously, Rav would hold that Beit Hillel's matter across the board. But what I'm saying is that the question of Afilu B'chadrei Chadorim is a machlokes tanoim, and I was going according to the Tanna Kamma. The Tanya, clothing that got wet on Shabbat, Shotcham B'chamah V'lo K'neged Ha'am, which is the way I was explaining our Mishnah, and Rav Elazar Rabbi Shimon Osrim, which is the way that Rav would explain the Mishnah, and that Beit Hillel and Maskim, even in Rishon HaRabim, to carry the letter. Now, our Mishnah is the Loki Aitan. The Tanya Omer Reb Shimon Elazar, there never was such an argument. Modim Beit Shammai Beit Hillel Shemolichin Et HaSulam Mishovach L'Shovach. The only machlokes was, can you be machzir? Where over there, Beit Shammai Amrim Ein Machzirin, U'Beit Hillel Amrim, you can even be machzir. Omer Reb Yehuda, Bameh Devarim Amurim B'Sulam Shel Shovach. But when it comes to Zulam Shel Aliyah, everybody's made its osur. Whereas Rabbi Dosa says, well, you could be Mateo Michalon Nachalon, and some say, Mishum Rabbi Dosa, you can even be Midadeid Michalon Nachalon. Now, when I Rabbi Chia, we're not with the Kiryata, and Kiryata, I'm a little avon. So, then anybody asked the big boy rabbis, huh? Marlon, will you go right back there and aser mashi tarta? What was the argument here? Inu sarva midikam, Rav Yehuda b'sulam shel aliyah. There, they're not arguing to answer Michal the Tanakama server that they are, and I'm going to be martyred them like Beit Hillel, which is not true. Rabbi Yehuda was only coming to be mafarish time the Tanakama come mafarish mimad. And if the Tanakama would be martyr, even a Salam Shel Aliyah, then he should have said what? He said that Salam Shel Aliyah. Plagim Olukinat Salam Shovach L'Shovach. What should it have said? Should have said Olukinat Salam L'Shovach. Me boyhood. El Olav Avikama. That we're only going to be martyr as Salam Shel Shovach. But Shel Aliyah lo. Whereas Bnei Rabbi Chiya understood that since didn't say mi katani sulam shal shovach, instead it says mi shovach shovach katani. The chiddush is that afilo the kamar shoftim. Igni amrulo. You know what they asked the boy rabbis? He tui sulam shal aliyah. Well, yeah, they don't even matter. And in this version, that's what he told them to go right back there and tell them it's awesome. So what were they arguing on? Inu sava. Look. What the Tanakama, meaning Rabbi Yehuda, was answering, Rabbi Dosa was being martyr, even as Salam Shel Aliyah. But in reality, Rabbi Chiya explained to them, Rabbi Dosa was actually being machmir on what the Tanakama was being makel on, and that is the Sulam Shel Shovach. By the Kashori Tanakama, Rabbi Dosa was saying, even as Sulam Shel Shovach cannot be carried, it can only be bent over. So Alma Gabi Simchas Yontev Beit Shammai L'Chumra Beit Hillel L'Kula V'Raminu Ashochit Chayev Hov B'Yontev Beit Shammai Amrim Yachpor B'Dekev Yechase U'Beit Hillel Amrim Lo Yishot Erim Kaneyel Ofer Muchan Ribod Yom Alma Rebbe Yochanan Muchlefet Ashita. What's the problem? Mimai Dilmatkan Lokam Rebbe Shammai Yotam Alech Adike Deker Notes Avalech Adike Deker Notes Decker notes low, or in Amiat Kanakam Beit Hillel Achal Lishov Chamuch Yachalav Avalatam Lo. So there's no question either direction. Oh yes, of course you're right. Made a mistake. Well, the problem was this. Ikash Akash Beit Shammai Amrim Lo Yitolim Kenyanami Ba'od Yom UBeit Hillel Amrim It's Enough Just to Be Omeid VeOmer Zevazani Notel. So you see, by Sivkasyon, the Beit Shammai is being machmir and Beit Hillel is being maker. How do you explain the opening Mishnah Vashochrit Chayevov Piyom Tov, etc., etc.? And it was on that that Rabbi Yochanan said, Muchlefet Hashita. Yeah, but even that doesn't make any sense. With the Malok, Artkan Lokam Rabbi Shammai, Hatam Elaychadi Kateker notes. There's no Isser. Marshenkin Echad Lekateker notes, like over here. There's no way to address the Marita Ayin, he was never mati. Inami Arkan lo kamri Beit Hillel Hacha, Ella kivan de muktzahu. So all you need to do is say, Zefazani lo tesag. Mashenkin, when there's a real question of maybe being koten, shatam lo. Okay, you're right. Eli kash akash. Beit Shamayim remain not to meta Eli lakat seval of basar. U Beit Hillel matirik, zisika besimchas yontem. Beit Shammai is a chumra, Beit Hillel is a kula. What do you do with the opening Mishnah Vashochit? Chayav Ahov, Beit Shammai, Omrim, etc. Omrim, Yochanan, ha! Buchlefet Hashita. Wait. Mimai, Demelo, Hatka Lokam, Beit Shammai. Elechadika Deker notes, Abelechadika Deker notes, lo. Inami Hatka Lokam, Beit Hillel. Elechadika Torat Kliyalav, and Eli is a Kli Shemachto Yisr, but it's Mutter Lagufo, Abel Hatam lo. Ah, of course, you're right. Elei kash akash. Beit Shammai amri meinotim et ha'or lefnei adorsan. V'lo yagbien. Olim kenesh lof kezayit basar. UBeit Hillel matirin. Amagabe simchat yom tov. Beit Shammai is lo chumra. Beit Hillel is lo kula. V'ramine ha'shochit chayav ha'of b'yom tov. Omri b'yoch b'chlefet ha'shita. No, I don't see any connection. Mimar. Dom alo. Yad kan lo kamer Beit Shammai at ha'artik et deker notes. Hey, look at the Knots law. Inami ad kan lo kam rebet til alacha, ela the chazil amizga aluye. So use it as a beach blanket. Aval hatam lo? Of course, that's true. Okay, eli yikash akash. Beit Shammai amrim, ein misal kinit atrisim biyam tov, u beit hilel matirin af lachzir. So apparently, Beit Hillel is very makel. Come simchas yontov man, let them eat cake. Alma Gabi Simchat Yom Tov Beit Shammai L'Chumra Beit Hillel L'Kula. Aha! Uh-huh. What do you do about our shochet? Chayev of beyantev. What are you going to say? Let them eat eggs? Then absolutely not. Alma, you see that Beit Shammai is lechuna, but it says beferish hashochet chayev of beyantev, etc., etc., etc. Now I know what you're going to tell me, says Rabbi Yochanan, when it comes to Beit Shammai. And yes, of course, undeniably, you could say that Beit Shammai would be consistent. Because after they're over there, after all, there's Likadeka notes, and here there's Likadeka notes. But what are you going to say about Beit Hillel, huh? How come they're being Mekel? It's obvious that Beit Hillel are willing to compromise for Simchat Yom Tov. So, Mechlefet Hashita, says the Gemara, the Dilmalori, why not just say, Adkan Lokam Rebet Hillel Ocha? Alam Shubdein, Binyi Bekelin, Vein Stira Bekelin. Avohatam lo.
Okay, all you hardy troopers. Today's daf is daf tes. I am still in Cleveland, stuck here because of an ear infection that doesn't allow me to travel because of a chash of a burst eardrum. So unfortunately, I will be doing this for another 2 days instead of giving you straight from the daf Yomi Yerushalayim Yerakode. But we are up to Ches Samed Beis, and basically what we've done so far is we've examined the machlokes and the three machlokes in Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, where Beit Hillel is Umrah, Beit Shammai is the Kula. In the opening Mishnah, we've gone through all of the various explanations to how to understand the issue of a Beit Hashanol de Beyantev, gotten involved in Nailad, Mukta, and other in Yanim to explain the other two issues in the Mishnah. And now, Rabbah wants to introduce a couple of new factors that we haven't taken into consideration before, and this will basically introduce now the next sugya, in which all types of interesting factors we would not have thought of come to broaden our picture of which type of things we need to be choshish for on Yantev and which things we don't. Now, in the last line, that when we were matir now, Yisui Hadam, in the various cases in the Mishnah we had, they were all only for somebody who was shechted on Yontav, because such an individual has no option. If he's to have his fresh Sudas Yontav, then he has a shech today, but in order to shech, he has to be able to make the mitzvah Yisui Hadam. But Shachat Sipor Mi Erev Yontav, somebody who shechted a bird, let's say, before Yontav, and was not Mekayim the mitzvah as he was supposed to, then Ein Bechasina Tov Yontav, because since such an individual could have been able to be Mekayim his mitzvah before Yontav, the Chachamim did not allow him to be Madriya on Yontav itself, because it should have been done before. And this would be true even in a case where he had Afar Muchat. The fact, however, that we have to worry about Simchas Yontav, this also does apply in this case, because look, one way or the other, the Tzipor was shechted, and he's going to be able to have his Simchas Yontav, whether he does the Gisui or not, in which case there's no longer the other factor that we took into consideration, which was being Mekel in order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Simchas Yontav, which here becomes a non-factor. There is some question as to whether we're talking about a case after where, even where he had the Afar Muchan. So the way that we explained it initially was we're talking about even if you have Afar Muchan, which in fact is the way the Rashba understands. There are some of the Achronim that understand that Rashi Shita is to limit the Isser to the case of the Dekar Notes, because the Dekar Notes was only a Bidiyavat, a Beisil was being Mat. Whereas if you have Afar Muchan, there may be no problem at all, and there's no problem in doing the Kisui since it was Muchan for anything. Now, continues Rabbah, that Gilgal, Isamir of Yantav, on the other hand, somebody who had prepared his Isa, so he was preparing a dough for baking challah on Yantav, that means he could have taken off his challah before Yantav as well, because as soon as you make the dough, of course, you become chayiv in challah and can remove it, give it to the kohen. In this case, you would think that since there's normally a gezerah on Shabbos, there's a gezerah you're not allowed to take off trumas, maizvah, challah, because it's similar to tikkun mona. It looks like you're being mitaken something. So here too, if you made it on Erev Achag, it would seem that since you didn't do what you should have done and take off the challah at the time, the same way we weren't matir the kisui hadam, we shouldn't be matir taking off the challah. Nonetheless, says Rabbah, you could take off the challah even on Yontav, despite the fact that there's a standing yisr to take off trumas and maizvah on Yontav. Why is this? Because since, generally speaking, you would always be making fresh things to eat on Yontav in order to have fresh bread, so therefore they never asered the Hafrasha Chala on Yom Tov. It was never included in an Isser. And therefore, it's not that we have to come now to be Matir in Isser. There was no Isser being Mafresh Chala on Yom Tov, even though you could have been Mafresh it before. That becomes irrelevant in our case. Whereas Avuah de Shmuel argued. And he says, Afilu Gilgel Isser, Meir of Yom Tov, you would ain Mafresh Mina Chala Sub Yom Tov. Somebody who prepared his dough before Yom Tov would indeed not be allowed to be Mafresh Chala. So wait, does that mean, shall we say that Shmuel is in disagreement with his father on this issue? Yomar Shmuel Chalas Chutzar, it's Eichov Ahelech, V'yachar Kach Mafresh. Generally speaking, says Shmuel, somebody who's Mafresh, when he makes a dough in Chutzar, we're over there, the Chiev of Chala, taking off Chala is only Min Rabbana. So there was no Chiev necessarily to take off the Chala before you eat. You go ahead and eat the whole thing, as long as you leave a little bit at the end, sufficient for Chala. By the way, it's interesting, Machlokas over here, whether that little bit means literally sufficient for Chala and only for Chala, which is how Rashi learns, or Tosfos, another Rishonim learned, that actually you have to leave a little bit more than the Chala, because when you take off Chala, there needs to be something else that isn't Chala, because we always say Reishis, Chala and Truma are called Reishis. Reishis is Shiarea Nikarin, that something else was left behind and that this comes out of. Okay, but this is a side issue. In any event, it would certainly appear that if you could anyway eat this without taking off the Chala, so you shouldn't aser on Yom Tov, because the only reason that we aser on Yom Tov is because it's similar to being Mitaken, because since before taking off the challah, I couldn't eat it. So now, if I take off the challah, it's like I'm fixing something. But if I could eat it anyway, then what would be the problem? That would mean that Shmuel holds that there could be no iser of taking off challah anyway on Yom Tov, because there's no problem of mitakein. So what would be the nafkamina over here, whether you took off before Yom Tov or you didn't take off before Yom Tov if you could have? So apparently he argues on his own father. Amar Rava, says Rava, that's not necessarily true. Milo mode Shmuel, sheim kara ale Hashem asur lezarim lo. Shmuel is certainly made that Chalas Chutzlar, it's once you do make it Chala, it has all the denim of Chala, and it's usher for somebody who's not going to eat it. In which case, it's included automatically in the Gezera of the Isser of Afrashas Truma Samaisus. This makes it basically Truma. So that would mean that apparently the Isser, this is Rashi's Lashon, so that was apparently the Isser is not really because of Mitakein. You're right, there's no Mitakein, but there's a standing Gezera that included all things where the others, such as the actual Truma Samaisus, would be to be Mitakein. Tosfos says a little differently. Tosfos says that since it has a din of Chala in terms of the Yisur Lazarim, so it's nonetheless near a Kemitakein, because you made things correct. Okay, we're up to now our Mishnah on Dates Omid Aleph. Zok Terelik Mishnah. Beit Shammai Omrim Ein Molochinat Asulam Mishovak Lishovak Avol Mateo Michalon Lachalon Ubeit Hillel Matirin. Now, we start a series of halachas in which Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel seem to reverse their position. In the first Mishnah, we found that Beis Hillel was Mekel on the three issues that involved elements of need for Yom Tov, in terms of eating Beit Shenolda, Yom Tov, he was Matir. And the Kisui Adam, again, Asilim Nui, Misim Kos Yom Tov. And we brought the additional case of the Machlokas of Seor and the Chomet. And here, we're going to have a series of Mishnayos in which Beis Hillel is, as he customarily is, Lakula, and Beit Shammai is Lachurman. Indeed, that is going to involve us for a little while to why it is that we distinguish between the first cases and these latter cases. So now, the first one of the series of cases of Beit Shammai Lachurma is that Beit Shammai says you're not allowed to move a ladder from one birdcage, a dovka, to another on Yom Tov, even though you need to move it there in order to be able to take birds out for Shechita on Yom Tov. And if you can't take a ladder and move it over, then you're going to be ending up limnuyim misimchas Yom Tov. You're going to damage your ability to be Mesameach on Yom Tov. Nonetheless, we don't allow you to move it from one place to another. As we'll see in the Gemara, there is a chashash over here that people may think that you're doing work on Yom Tov moving around a ladder. But there are other issues involved as well, as we'll see. Aval, in a case where the ladder is already up against the bird cages, what you can do is mateo michalon lechalon. You're allowed to bend the ladder so that instead of reaching the cage number one, it reaches the cage number two. Each one of the various cubicles is called a chalon. So over there, it certainly doesn't catalyze somebody's thought that, hey, this guy's planning on going ahead and fixing his roof. It's clear that he's moving it only from one place to another, and therefore it's directly for his Simchas Yom Tov, and it's okay. So this is Beis Shammai's opinion. Avo Beis Hillel, on the other hand, Beis Hillel is matirin, even to move it from the Shavach to Shavach. Omrav, says the Gemara, Omrav Hanabarami, the entire machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about whether it's mutter to actually pick up the sulam and move it is only if he's moving it through Rishas Harab, because Beit Shammai Savre Aroel Omer Latiach Kagohu Tzareich. Beit Shammai is afraid that someone, if you're moving in public, who sees you will think that you're moving a ladder on Yontov to do an Isser Malacha, Trix Yeru, who Beit Shammai Savre Shovcho Mochiach Alav, that there's no problem over here, because the fact is that this is a ladder which is used, it's not the same type of ladder that you would have used to go up to your roof. This is the type of ladder that has a hook on the end that allows you to go up to a birdcage, to a cubicle. So therefore, it's clear when somebody sees you carrying it, they will not assume that you're doing anything but what you need to do for Simchas Yontov. Why should they think that you're using this kind of ladder to go up onto your roof itself? Okay, this is how most understand it, that the shape of the ladder itself is different. And the Shulchan Aruch brings it like this, at least the Shulchan Aruch brings it like this. And it's the easiest way to understand it, that Shovacho, I mean, the fact that it's the tzura of a ladder that goes to Shova, proves that it's not going for Malacha. According to Rav Chanan Bar Ami, even Beit Shammai is butter if you would be moving this ladder in Rishus HaYachid, because there's no chashash of Marit Ayin that somebody will see. Now, of course, this is making an assumption that when it comes to Marit Ayin, the situation is definite. In other words, is there somebody who's going to see you or not? Which triggers the Gemara's next kash. Ask the Gemara, Aini, is this true? That in the case where people aren't going to see you, you don't have to worry about Marit Ayin? Is it not so that Rabbi Yudom Rav, Koma Kom Shasu Chachamim, Yibnei Marit Ayin, Afilu Bechadrei Chadarim Asur, that wherever the Chachamim asked something because of what people might think, that thing becomes usur in and of itself and is no longer looked at as a function of the specific case of whether people are looking at you or people will be chayshish. And if that's the case, although the truth is that, of course, Rav is an Amira, we generally don't ask from an Amira on another Amira. So why are we asking from Rav on Rav Chanan Bar Ami? Because Rashi explains over here, Tosis brings the entire Rashi to bring it out that generally, although generally we don't, Rav is a very unique case, because Rav, after all, was the head of the entire Gola, other than Shmuel himself. And it's very unlikely, as a matter of fact, there are places we say that Rav has a din of a Tana, and he can argue on Tanoi. So in that case, it's unreasonable to think that Rav Chanan would be arguing on the Gola Ador. Tosis says, Rosh Yeshiva Li Yisrael. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of all Yisrael, except for Shmuel's place. Unlikely that Rav Chanan was arguing. So did not Rav Yudom Rav say that it's irrelevant to whether people are looking at you, and even in an innermost chamber where nobody could possibly see you, there's still the same exact issue of Marit Ayin. So why does Rav Chanan Bar Ami say that the Machlokas Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai would only apply in a case where people are looking at you? Answers the Gemara Tanoi. There is a Machlokas Tanoi about this issue as to whether the issue of Marit Ayin is only where there actually are people who can see you, or whether once there's a din of Marit Ayin, it applies across the board, even in your innermost sanctum. Rav Chanan Bar Ami was saying against Rav because he was talking according to a Tana who held not like Rav. The Tanya, somebody who was walking through the rain on Shabbos and now wants to dry off his clothing when the sun comes out. So Shutchan Bechama Avolo Kenegeda Am. So the Tana Kama says you could spread out your clothes in the sun to dry, but not in a place where people can see it, because then they'll be chayshed you that perhaps you washed your clothes on Shabbos. Whereas Rabbi Elozer, Rabbi Shimon Osri, Rabbi Elozer, Rabbi Shimon holds even if nobody's there, you're not allowed to spread it out in the sun, because apparently, since it's also Mishu Marita Ayin, even though you're in a very private place, makes no difference. It remains now Osur as if it's a given Isser. It's not dependent on the actual Chashash in this location. Ikari Amri. Others say like this, that Omar Rav Chanan Bar Ami, that what Rav Chanan Bar Ami said was different. That Machlokis, the whole Machlokis Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, whether you're allowed to move a Sulam, is Davken Rishus HaYochid. And the Machlokis is what the din is in terms of something that's Osur Mishum Maris Ayin. Is it Osur even Bechadre Chadorim or not? So Beit Shammai Yitlu the Rav Yudom Rav. Beit Shammai Shita is like Rav Yudom Rav, that once it's Osur Mishum Maris Ayin, it's Osur anywhere, and therefore even Rishus HaYochid, you cannot move your ladder. Whereas Beit Hillel does not hold of Rav Yudom Rav, and therefore they were matirid in Rishus HaYochid, but of course in Rishus HaRav, where people will see you, so then Divrei HaKol Osur, everybody would be made. Ask the Gemara, so what are you saying? Are you saying that Lema Rav the Amar Kebet Shammai? What, the way you're explaining now, the Machlokas Beit Shammai Beit Hillel? is that Rav is only following the Shita Beit Shammai, that it's also even Bershus HaYochid, because B'chadri HaDorim it's also. How would you possibly learn a Machlokas Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel in such a way that would force Rav to be like Beit Shammai? I mean, obviously Rav wasn't learning that way. Says the Gemara, no, Rav Chanan understood that Rav wouldn't explain the Mishnah that way, but since it's a Machlokas Tanoi, it's hard to understand this Machlokas Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is dependent in a Machlokas Tanoi. The Tanya Shotram B'chama V'lokinegeta'am Rabbi Elazar V'Rabbi Shema Nosrim. So the Tanakama over here apparently holds the sheet of Rav Chanan Barami that the Machlokas of Beit Shammai Beit Hillel is Davka Birshus HaYochid, but that Beit Hillel would be made that Birshus HaRabim would be Osir. So in other words, despite the fact that he holds it would be Osir, he's Matun Birshus HaYochid. Therefore he says, oh, if that's what Beit Hillel holds, so then in a case where your clothes got wet, you can now put them out in the sun in private. So he says Rav Chanan, I was going according to this Tana, who apparently understands that Beit Hillel is going on the Shita that it's Mutter B'chadri HaDorim. Rav, of course, will have to learn otherwise. Rav will learn that everybody agrees with him, and that the Machlokas over here is the way that we originally explained. The Tanya, where do we see a Machlokas Tanayim? The Tanya, Shotchan B'chama Avalo K'neged Am, Rabbi Elazar V'Rabbi Shimon Osrim. So according to the Tana Kama over here is the way that I'm explaining the din in the Mishnah. But of course, Rav will disagree. Rav will hold the Beis Hillel was arguing even in both cases, which is Rabim and Rishus HaYochid, and the Svara was because Shofcho is Mochiach Alav. Now, points out the Gemara, Masnis in Deloki Haitan. The Mishnah here that is referring to the moving of the ladder is not going, the way that we explain the Mishnah is clearly not like the following brayta. The Tanya Omer, Shimon Elazar, Bodim, Bechamei, Bezel, Shemokhlin, Molechinet, Asulami, Shavach, Lashova. As opposed to our Mishnah, which states the Machlokes, Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, is to the question of whether you can move it from one dovka to another. Here it says that Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel both moda that you are allowed to move a ladder of birds that are used for a dovka, and there's no problem. Machlokes over here only is lo nechlekel lahachzir. Question is, can you bring the ladder back now to where you took it from? That's the question. So Beit Shammai omrim ein machzirin, uBeit Hillel omrim af machzirin. In this case, Beit Shammai is saying you can't bring it back because there's no need in for your Simchas Yanta to bring it back where you took it from. Where Beis Hillel says you're even allowed to bring it back and there is no chashash. Now, the question of whether we're really talking about a ladder made specially for birds or ladder, a general ladder that you moved over, is actually now the subject of the Gemara's next discussion. Because the Braisa continues like this. Omer Reb Yehuda b'Amed Dvar Mamur B'Sulam Shel Shovach. Where do we have this Machlokas that where everybody is made that you're allowed to move it from one to the other, and the machlok is about whether you're allowed to bring it back? It's dafka b'sulam shel shovach. Since it's a special ladder, so everybody sees you moving it, I'll assume you're moving it to get bird. Avo b'sulam shel aliyah. However, a ladder that's used for getting up on the roof, divrei hakol asur, even Beis Hillel is made that you cannot bring it to the shovach. Forget about bringing it back, because since you're carrying a regular ladder that you would use to go up to do fixing on your roof, so they may be chayshid you. Rabbi Dosa Omer, Rabbi Dosa says, wait a minute, okay. You certainly cannot move a ladder at all. Now, which ladder is not clear? The Gemara is going to clear that up when we get a little bit later on the daf. In other words, is Rabbi Dosa referring to the sulam shel shovach? Or was he saying, no, actually could be referring to regular sulam, but in that case, you could only move it mechalon lechalon. So that we'll see. But Rabbi Dosa says, you cannot move this ladder from its place. All you can do is mateo mechalon lechalon. You can move it from one cubicle to another cubicle in the same container. Was Rabbi Dosa Omer, Abar Zacherim Omrim, others say in the name Mishum Rabbi Dosa that you can not only bend it from one cubicle to the other, you can also af midadimbo. You can also wobble the ladder over. In other words, walk it over as if you move it first on one leg, then on the other leg, then the next leg, until it gets over to another chalon, which is far away, that you wouldn't have been able to simply bend it over to. Now, in order to clarify, Rabbi Yehuda's position was Rabbi Yehuda arguing on the Tanakama when he said dafka b'sulam shel shovach, or was he explaining the Tanakama? And to understand Rabbi Dosa's position, was Rabbi Dosa referring to a sulam shel shovach, or was referring to a sulam shel aliyah? We now bring the following story, which allows us to understand that better. We often find in the Gemara that Rabbi Chiya's sons would go out to the fields. Kiryata means to the small village villages, because they have fields out in that area, and they would do their business before coming back home. So Kiyotu, when they came back, Amarlu Avon. So Rabbi Chiya asked his sons, Klum Maaseh Bali Yatchem, while you were out there, I'm sure people must come to ask various halachas. Amarlu, indeed, Sulam Bali Adenu. Somebody asked us about moving a sulam, and it was referring to a sulam of an aliyah, that we wanted to move from to a shova. Vitanu. And we said to them that it was mut. Amarlu Em, the Rabbi Chiya said to his sons, well, you better go back out and tell them that it's us. So Uvi Srumashi Tartam, go back and tell them I made a mistake. Well, what exactly was going on over here? Because Inu, the children of Rabbi Chiya, were thinking Savur. Yidikomer of Yunus Sulam Shel Aliyah, low pleaking. Mechlav the Tanakama Savur pleaking. If it was Rabbi Yehuda here in the Brisa who came along to say, Amed Varmumur Bisulam Shel Shova, Abu Sulam Shel Aliyah, Divrei Hakol Asur. So now this is this big chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda, right? That the argument is about a Sulam Shel Shova. Apparently the Tanakama held that the argument is about even a Sulam Shel Aliyah. If that's the case, then if the Tanakama says otherwise, that there's a machlokas, say Silol and Beishamai, about bringing a Sulam Shel Aliyah, and obviously we can rely on the psak of Beis Hillel, according to the Tanakama. And so they were matir that you could take the Sulam of an Aliyah to bring it to a Shova. But Rabbi Chiya was telling them, no, they were completely wrong, Valohi. Their assumption that Rabbi Yehuda was arguing on the Tanakama. The Tanakama held that the machlokas would apply even to a Sulam Shel Aliyah was simply not true. Rabbi Yehuda timing the Tanakama in the fire. Rabbi Yehuda wasn't coming to argue on the Tanakama, meaning on Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. He was coming to explain what Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar was referring to. What type of Sulam are we talking about in Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and the machlokas by Shammai and Hillel? Dafka, a Sulam Shel Shovach. But certainly, nobody would have been matir moving a Sulam Shel Aliyah. Again, here, the chash being that people will say. Okay, this introduces now a new issue into Yontav. We've seen issues. Simchas Yontav, Tircha, Mukta, Neilad, having the need to have done something before and not doing it, which turns out to be extremely central to the rest of the Masechta. If something can be done before Yontav, you're not allowed to do it on Yontav very often. Now we're introducing yet another idea. What will people think? So since Rav Yehuda was only coming to be Mefarish, so they had nobody to rely on, there was no one that had been matir a Sulam Shel Aliyah. Therefore, he told them, you better go back and tell people you made a mistake. Umimai. I mean, how are we so sure that that's the case, that even according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, you're not allowed to bring a Sulam Shel Aliyah, and that he was only talking about Betil a Sulam Shel Shovach? Because look carefully at the Lashon. Midikatani molechinet a Sulam Mishovach Lishovach. Midikatani, since in Rav Shimon ben Elazar it says, molechinet a Sulam Mishovach Lishovach. You can bring the ladder from one Shovach to another. Now, Esau Kadait a Sulam Shel Aliyah Plige, if we're talking about not the ladder of a Shovach, so why does it say, molechinet a Sulam Mishovach Lishovach? It should simply say, you could bring a ladder to a Dovkat on Yanta. And then that would be clear. A ladder, meaning any ladder, your regular ladder, that you're now moving over to get a bird. So, hi, molechinet a Sulam Mishovach Lishovach. Is that the way to say it? Quote, bring the Sulam from one Shovach to another, unquote. What should it have said? Quote, molechinet a Sulam Lishovach, unquote. All it needed to say was, you can bring any ladder to the bird, to the Dovkat, Miboyle. And then I would have known that bring any ladder means even a Sulam Shel Aliyah. Elolav, therefore, must be that what Rav Shimon Elazar was referring to, Afikama, Shel Shovachin, that you're only allowed to bring a ladder from a Shovach to another Shovach, meaning a ladder of a Shovach. That's the way to say it. That makes it very simple. You could bring what ladder would be in a Shovach, a ladder of a Shovach. You could bring it to another Shovach, Avo Shel Aliyah, but to bring from somewhere else where it's not a ladder of a Shovach, that not Ve'idach. And what did the B'nai Rabbi Chiya hold? I mean, after all, they also know how to read and to be Madaik. What did they think the meaning was, Mishovach L'Shovach? No, they say, that's not why it says to tell me the type of ladder. It means exactly what it's saying. Mikatani Sulam Shel Shovach. What did it say over here? You can bring the ladder of a Shovach. It says you could bring a ladder from Shovach L'Shovach, meaning any ladder, even a Sulam Shel Aliyah. The reason that it says Mishovach L'Shovach is not to tell me the type of ladder, at least this is the way B'nai Rabbi Chiya held, but rather to tell me that Afilu L'Kama Shovchim, that you're allowed to move around this ladder as much as you want and take it even from one Shovach to another Shovach. And that's what it's coming to tell me. Okay, so what's the Chiddush? That you can bring it from the first place where it was to, it was up against the roof, to a Shovach, and from that Shovach it could be Matriach, take it to another Shovach, and that there's no limit to the Tircha and the exposure of your carrying this letter on you. Ikari Amri, now there's another version of the story of what happened between Rabbi Chiya and his son. Ikari Amri, Omrlo, his sons answered him when he said, did you have any kind of shailan halacha? And they told him, not sulam, but rather kitui sulam shalal aliyah bal yadein. They asked us whether it was mutter to take a sulam shalal aliyah that was already in one of the cubicles of the shovach and to bend it to the other one. V'itanua. And that, even though they understood that it was asr b'halacha, libet kuli alma, since Reviewed it explained that in the das of the Tanakh also, but they thought that it was okay just to be mat and not to be mel. Well, Marlam's Rabbi Chiya said to them in this version, to Uvi Srumashi Tartam, go back there and tell them that a Sulam Shalaliyah is is usher even in Hataya. What exactly was the machlok between them? Well, remember that Rabbi Dosa had said before, Mateo mechalon lechalon, that they thought the meaning was that Rabbi Dosa was saying that the same sulam shel aliyah that Rabbi Yehuda explained was usher in halacha. Rabbi Dosa came along to say that you're allowed nonetheless, even though you can't move it, you can be mate it mechalon vechalon. So inu sover maitaka usher tanakama. What it was that Rabbi Yehuda had said was usher, aliba the Tanakhama, namely the Salam Shalaliyah Baholacha, Kashari Rabbi Dessa came along to be Matir, the Hatayah, the moving it, simply bending it over without moving it from its place. Or according to the other, the Ikari Amri and Rabbi Dessa, to sort of walk it over to another window. But that was what Rabbi Chiya was saying is a mistake, Velohi, because that was wrong. My the Kashari Tanakhama, actually, what it was that the Tanakhama was saying was Mutter Baholacha, namely the Sulam of a Shovach, Ka'asa Rabbi Dessa, Rabbi Dessa saying, no, let's not go so far. You can't move it from one place to another. You can only be mata it, or according to the other law, should be medada it from one window to another. Okay? Now, obviously, as Dosa points out, according to this, Reb Dosa could not have agreed, could not have held that Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel were arguing about it. Because why would Rabbi Dosa then pass him like Beit Shammai, that who was matir only b'hatoyah? So he must have had another version in the machlokas of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. But now, in the Mishnah, what does it say? It says that, according to Beit Shammai, even though you're not melech, the Sulam of Mateo lechalon lechalon, and Beis Hillel now was Mater. And here the Gemara begins to ask a series of questions that are based on all of the upcoming machlokas in between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel in the Yonim of Yantav. This implies that Alma legabi Simchas Yantav Beit Shammai lechul. So apparently here Beit Shammai is the one who is machmir to aser things on Yantav, as he does over here with the moving of the ladder, even though it involves a loss of Simchas Yantav because you won't be able to get your birds for Shchita. Whereas Beit Hillel on the other side is the one who's makel when it comes to Simchas Yantav. The question, of course, is Vramini, the opening mission in the Masechta, seems to stake out their positions entirely differently, because it says Ashochet Chayav Ovi Yantav. Now you need over here to eat on Yantav, so this is Simchas Yantav. Require Kisui Adam. Beit Sham, Omrim Yachor B'deker V'yachaseh. Whereas Beit Hillel Omrim Lo Yishchot Elim Keno Yalo Afar Muchan Mibod Yom. So apparently Beit Shammai, who holds that you should be Matir Chafira B'deker, even though this is normally involves an Isidra Bona, is being matirit because of the Tzarech of Simchas Yantav. This is what the Gemara made in the Sunday. Whereas Beis Hillel holds that even though it involves a bitul of Simchas Yantav, you have to be machmir, even though it's only an Isidra Bona, which means that Beit Shammai is Megel, and Beis Hillel is machmir. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mukhlefet Hashita. Clearly, there's been a reversal over here. Something is wrong with our Girsa. We're going to have to change our Mishnah here and say that Beis Hillel were the ones who said it's also to be Melech HaSulam Mishovach L'Shovach, and Beit Shammai is the one who are matir the halacha of the sulam mishovach l'shovach. Now this approach is Rashi's approach throughout all of the following give and takes of questions and Rabbi Yochanan who says mukhlefet hashitas. We'll see in the daf it follows. Tosis's approach, however, on the other hand, Rabbi Natan, he says on the contrary, and he brings many proofs that it's actually the first Mishnah that was reversed, and that Beis Hillel should actually be the one who's mekel, even in the case of Yachor B'deker V'yachaseh, and he uses that reversal to answer what appears to him to be many contradictions that come out of learning that Beis Hillel would indeed be the one who's machmir when it comes to the dinim of the chafira b'deker. Now we'll see that there are many such cases coming up. But in any event, as it will in all of the cases that come up, the Gemara is doche the need to change the gears in the Mishnah by saying that not necessarily mimai. Where is the proof that we have to switch now the sheet and the Mishnah? Dilma, what we could say here is that we are not talking about the question of whether we're doche an Isser Yantav for Simchas, an Isser Drabbanan for Simchas Yantav. Rather, there's a completely different issue here. Where did Beit Shammai Hasam? Where did Beit Shammai say that it's mutter to be chayfer b'deker? As we explained, hele heka de'ika deker notes mi ba'od yom. Since it's talking about that there already was a deker note, Beit Shammai holds that there's no iser b'chlal, because it's not dome to chafira. Aval heka de'leka deker notes, lo, maybe enochinami. Beit Shammai is not matir, even against Simchas Yontov, the iser drabana of being neitz the deker. So it could well be that the rabbanon, that Beit Shammai are machmer in iser drabanan, even where it's going to cancel Simchas Yontov, and therefore there's no stira in the shitas of Beit Shammai. Furthermore, the inami, you could say the same thing about the difference in the shita of Beit Hillel. That arkan lo ka amri Beit Hillel ha'ocha. The only reason that Beit Hillel said over here that it's mutter to be melech the sulam mishavach l'shava is because they hold there's no chashash of marit ayin. The shofcho mochiach alav. It's clear from the type of ladder that he's carrying that there's no problem over here of marit ayin, because no one will think that he's using a sulam shel shavach to go and to plaster his roof. So why assert at all? You're not doing anything wrong. Aval Aser Mashain came with the question of Chafiras Deker, where there is a tzad to be to Aser, so there Beis Hillel would agree that lo, maybe there was no heter, even though it actually involves a bitul of Simchas Yontov. It may well be, but generally speaking, Beis Hillel are machmer and Yisra Rabbanan b'mokum Simchas Yontov. In our Mishnah, they held that there was no mokum b'chlal to be machmer. Therefore, this is not a very good raya that we need to be machmer the Shita, because after all, we're involving a number of different issues. As we said earlier, we have the problem of the chashash shukamli de ketisha. So maybe that's why Beit Hillel aser, because of a gezerah of ketisha, not because of a question of an iser drabanan stam b'mokum simchas yontov. And over here, there is no problem b'chlal. But would there be a problem similar to the chashash of ketisha? There's a gezerah over here, then, or maybe even any iser drabanan. Maybe they would be machmer even connected simchas yontov. In other words, there's no necessary connection between the two sugyas whatsoever. Now, tomorrow we're going to continue asking from various cases where it appears that there was a reversal of the Shita of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. In each one of these cases, Rabbi Yochanan attempts to change the girsa, and the Gemara is deicha to explain that each one involves another issue, which is a beautiful way for us to get to the bottom of the various issues that need to be dealt with. I'm about to go visit a South African doctor, by the way, I assume from Joburg, named Wolfowitz, I think, and I'm going to ask him to upload this Daf Yomi, since I'm in an interdicted internet section in Telshi Yeshiva, in which you suffer the death penalty for having the internet. All right, signing off here from the third world.